Lesson 3. Focused Listening. As you listen. Pages 40 to 41. A. Close your book. Listen to the conversation between students Jan and Steve to find the answers to these questions. Why is Jan bored in her class? Why is Steve interested in his class?
This coffee is really strong.
I like it that way.
So do I. All during my last class, I was thinking about coming here and could almost taste the coffee.
Sounds like it wasn't too exciting.
I was bored to death. I'm in that class only because it's a requirement, so I have to stick it out. The problem is, the professor doesn't know how to spark our interest. She just walks in and lectures. There's no discussion.
What a drag. Don't people ask questions?
Oh yeah, once in a blue moon. But I always see an awful lot of people doodling, and I can tell their minds are wandering. Do you have any classes like that?
I have only one big lecture class, world history, and the professor's the best. It's so interesting. I'm always on the edge of my seat. And when we have discussions, the room is filled with electricity.
I'm jealous. Too bad I already took history.
You know, one day it dawned on me that I was lucky to be in her class because I found myself thinking a lot about what she said. Did you ever have a teacher like that?
I'd have to think about it. I don't know.
You should come with me to class sometime, just to see what I mean.
Sounds like you're in love with her, Steve.
Very funny. She could be my grandmother. Anyway, I guess what it really comes down to is her enthusiasm for the subject. She just loves history. I remember at the beginning of the semester, I was fooling around a lot and not taking anything in school very seriously. I bombed the first history test, but then I buckled down because I started really enjoying school, especially her class.
You've got me really curious about this teacher. I think I'll take you up on your idea to visit your class. When does it meet?
B. Listen again. But this time, read the conversation as you listen.
This coffee is really strong.
I like it that way.
So do I. All during my last class, I was thinking about coming here and could almost taste the coffee.
Sounds like it wasn't too exciting.
I was bored to death. I'm in that class only because it's a requirement, so I have to stick it out. The problem is, the professor doesn't know how to spark our interest. She just walks in and lectures. There's no discussion.
What a drag. Don't people ask questions?
Oh yeah, once in a blue moon. But I always see an awful lot of people doodling, and I can tell their minds are wandering. Do you have any classes like that?
I have only one big lecture class, world history, and the professor's the best. It's so interesting. I'm always on the edge of my seat. And when we have discussions, the room is filled with electricity.
I'm jealous. Too bad I already took history.
You know, one day it dawned on me that I was lucky to be in her class because I found myself thinking a lot about what she said. Did you ever have a teacher like that?
I'd have to think about it. I don't know.
You should come with me to class sometime, just to see what I mean.
Sounds like you're in love with her, Steve.
Very funny. She could be my grandmother. Anyway, I guess what it really comes down to is her enthusiasm for the subject. She just loves history. I remember at the beginning of the semester, I was fooling around a lot and not taking anything in school very seriously. I bombed the first history test, but then I buckled down because I started really enjoying school, especially her class.
You've got me really curious about this teacher. I think I'll take you up on your idea to visit your class. When does it meet?